Body cams for police. It's been rightfully so considered a much needed element of law enforcement for mutual clarity and transparency. Well, a small problem with that idea in New Jersey. Governor Phil Murphy this past Monday, conditionally, that's the key word, vetoed a bill requiring all uniformed patrol officers to wear body cams. Now, the reason this was a conditional veto is governor's not sure how this program would get paid for, because it would fall upon the police departments to pony up the dollars. Bill is S-1163. It proposed that local, county, state law enforcement agencies buy the body cams with forfeiture money. That's the bucks that they get from seized property connected to a crime, or, the items that they sell in auction, like cars and other valuables, and net cash off of that. But that pool of money is not deep enough. State Department of Law and Public Safety estimated the cost of this idea would be at least $55 million. The forfeiture fund contained less than $2 million, with more than half of that already earmarked for what the governor called worthwhile programs. What those programs are, I didn't say, but nevertheless, according to a survey by the Attorney General's office, this came out last month, less than half of New Jersey's 537 law enforcement agencies give cameras to either some or all of their officers. And we'll break down the numbers. That includes less than a quarter of Bergen County police departments, about 15% of departments in Passaic and Morris counties. So far, at least at this point in New Jersey, 12,000 body cams are in use presently. So that means two-thirds of the 36,000 or so police officers in the state are going without them. The hope is that this conditional veto will cause the legislature to go back to the drawing board and find out some more realistic way to fund this, again, much needed idea. So we'll keep an eye on that.